This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Just a couple of days from now, we kick things off with Thursday Night Football between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. Patriots, 11.5-point favorites. No surprise there. They're coming off a massive win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield. And the Patriots have now won, what, like 7 straight here? I did not have that in my bingo card going into the season. Thought they'd be better under Vrabel, but 7 straight wins. Now especially beating a team like the Bucs. Before, they hadn't really played anyone all that difficult. Yes, they had that good win over the Bills. We'll give them credit for that. But watching them go into Tampa Bay and beating a Bucs team was very impressive. So, number of divisional matchups coming up this week. Chicago Bears are heading to Minneapolis to take on the Vikings. We have Steelers, Bengals. Not that that's going to be like a must-see TV, although
clear,
Joe Burrow.
Clear your schedule for that one.
Could be coming back at some point in the near future. He's been cleared to practice, that 21-day practice window now open. And then the Bucks and the Bills. I think that's going to be an awesome game. That's in the early slate right now. Bills 5.5-point favorites at home coming off that loss. So, Jake, where do you want to start in week 11? Anything catch your eye?
I do want to start because you mentioned Joe Burrow. Did you see the viral tweet yesterday of the person who, after the announcement was made that Burrow was returning to practice or that he was going to return to practice shortly, somebody quote tweeted the press release with, "Is now a good time to admit that I hired an Etsy witch to heal Joe Burrow's injury?" And with a video of the Etsy witch doing like her whole scenario, whatever ritual, I guess, with the candles and everything. Did you see that? It was crazy.
I did not. So you can off of Etsy, like the website that makes like crocheted things and
okay, this is a whole this is a big thing in the internet streets over the last like
witches?
I want to say like 6 months, maybe a year. Yeah, people will find witches, quote unquote, visual show, by the way, air quotes, quote unquote, witches on Etsy, hire them, and then say, "Can you put a curse on my ex? Can you heal? Can you put," like, people did it to, in the baseball playoffs, people did it to the Mariners. People did it to the Yankees and are like tweeting their receipts of these Etsy receipts to blah, blah, blah in backwoods Carolina of like $50, $100 to put a curse or to heal Joe Burrow's injury, apparently. This is a huge thing. People do this all the time. Not, I shouldn't say all the time, but it's become way more popular, especially in the internet streets.
I apparently have been living under a rock because I have not heard of this. Gertch throws in the chat, "Thank you, Gertch, a definition. An Etsy witch is a practitioner." Do you have a degree, practitioner, who sells spells and other metaphysical services through the online marketplace Etsy? My goodness, that's what the world is coming to. So have these spells worked? I suppose Mariners are out of the playoffs. The Yankees got bounced early. Like, maybe we got to start. Jake, maybe we got to get ourselves an Etsy witch.
I listen.
You want to do some research and look into that for us? I'll fund. You do the legwork.
Could think of a couple uses for an Etsy witch's curse lately, but no. I see people on Twitter saying that like they have their exes get cursed by an Etsy witch, or like there was one girl who said she hired an Etsy witch to put a love spell on her crush, and it worked, and it was wild. Oh, now, of course, it's the internet. Don't believe everything you read. People could be very much making stuff up, but it's very funny.
That stuff is just wild to me. Wild. All right. Well, we'll see if there's a curse to heal Joe Burrow if he comes back at any point this season.
Can't rule it out.
If he looks pretty good. The Bengals have an uphill climb to make the playoffs right now. So they could certainly use him back. But that's kind of the Bengals' MO the last couple of years is like, claw your way back in late in the season, see if you can get into the mix, and ultimately fall a little short. So,
Then Zach Taylor just keeps his job again because he went to the Super Bowl that one time.
Yeah, it's not his fault. Joe Burrow gets that. It's the front office's fault for not building a better offensive line. Like, let's be real on whose fault that is, right?
Right. It's a fair point. I mean, I'm not sure Zach Taylor is a great head coach, but. Yeah, fair point. Fair counter.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a witch that's allowing Zach Taylor to keep his job.
Zach Taylor's got a witch on retainer to not get fired. Dang, we should have tried that.
Oh, man. Okay. Bills, Bucks. I'm not impressed with the Bills right now.
Why? Because they got their asses handed to them by the Dolphins?
Yeah. Yes, that is precisely one of the reasons. But the Bills have not beaten any good teams this year. You lost to the Patriots. You lost to the Falcons on the road. I mean, are the Falcons a good football team? I don't think you can put them in that category. They're way too inconsistent. Yes, the Chiefs win was great. That was a good win at home, 28-21. You beat Patrick Mahomes. That defense is great again this year. Your win against the Ravens, like, you won. You got the W. You shouldn't have won that game, really. I mean, the Ravens collapsed in the fourth, and the Bills played one great quarter. I love Josh Allen. Like, I will always be a Josh Allen fan because I think he's great both on the field and off. But so far, this Bills team has not been playing well right now. And for a team that's won the division how many years in a row, they're plus 190 right now. Pats minus 235.
This was the first game that caught my eye too, because as somebody that's been betting the Bucks pretty consistently all year long, including this past week when that was not a whole lot of fun against the Patriots laying the 2.5, thought we got a good number inside of 3 and you just lose. But also the Bucks, I got to know what the injury report is. You got to see if Bucky Irving or Chris Godwin or anybody comes back to practice this week. It looks like Godwin's going to be out for a while, but we'll see what happens with Irving and some of these other injuries. Feels like, and this is not to say that Baker Mayfield is bad or that Baker Mayfield is backsliding, but like, it feels like some of the magic from earlier in the season is maybe starting to wear off. Some of that luck from these last second wins early in the season when Baker was in the MVP conversation and should we be buying Bucks futures? It feels like some of that shine has sort of worn off. Not to say that the Bucks are a bad team or they can't win a playoff game, but I feel like we have to reevaluate. And when we see a number inside of 6 or inside of 3, we don't have to immediately go, just bet the Bucks automatic, especially against a Bills team that, they just got beat by the Dolphins, and that was very embarrassing for them, especially as somebody that laid the Bills. This was not a good NFL week for me, Kate. Let's get
me
that
too.
Out there.
It was, I was on the Bills too, and that was just
Saturday was way more fun than Sunday as far as the slips went. But anyway, I digress. Because it's kind of a bounce back spot for both teams. So I feel like it's just all things being equal, which team is better? And especially given the injuries, I do think it's the Bills. And inside of 6, I think I'm leaning with Buffalo here, especially at home.
I kind of do too. Them playing at home,
What's the weather going to be?
Kind of tips the scale for me a little bit. And you're right. Like, good point about the Bucks' early season wins. I mean, you had what? Like, the first three games of the season, you were just sneaking by those teams. Fourth quarter comebacks. Even that game against the Seahawks in, what was that, week five?
Yeah. Well, that felt like where things peaked. Like, that Seahawks when everyone was like, this is it. The Bucks are real. And it's kind of been ever since then.
Yep. And looking at their wins early on in the season, like the wins against the Falcons, is that a great win? No, I don't think the Falcons are a great football team.
I don't know what the Falcons are.
Texans. Like you beat the Texans by one on the road. You needed another last second miracle. The Texans offense stinks. Although, I mean, what happened on Sunday, Texans and Jags, that was wild. Ugh. The Jets are a gross team. Like, you don't really have any big marquee wins. Sure, you beat the 49ers. That's a good win. But the 49ers have been so banged up all season. The Seahawks win. You got to give them credit for that because you were in Seattle for that. And this Seahawks team is legit. So early on, I do lean towards the Bills, despite them being a team that I haven't really been able to trust much this year. But bounce back spot after an embarrassing loss. You're back at home. You're the healthier team. I think we go with the Bills -5.5 as an early look there. Bears and Vikings in Minnesota.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Vikings beat the Bears week one thanks to an immaculate fourth quarter by, you know what? The win-loss column says they did. If you watch the game on the field, Vikings were terrible for three quarters. J.J. McCarthy came alive in the fourth, but you have to give them credit for that. The Bears collapsed down the stretch. So far, I guess ever since that, it's kind of been the opposite where the Bears come alive big time in the fourth quarter and Caleb Williams is the savior. But going on the road, that's a tough place to play. Now, we said that last week for the Ravens, but I think the Ravens are a better football team.
Yeah, I mean, and the Ravens beat the Bears. Yeah, I mean, the Bears, this is their test because Minnesota is much tougher to play than Cincinnati or than to play at home against the Giants. I mean, they played at the Lions, but look what happened in that game. They got beat by 30. So I'm a little, as a Bears fan, I'm a little bit nervous for this game. I was saying to you, I think this, though, is going to be what the Bears do. And I've been saying it, since yesterday. I think the Bears are just going to do this where they rip off a bunch more wins. They beat the Giants. They're going to get revenge against the Vikings. They exorcise the ghost and the demons of Aaron Rodgers' past. And Black Friday against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, you just get curb stomped. So I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I would take the 3.5 with the Bears mostly because this team is much better than they were in week one. They've started to put it together. You can see how things are starting to coalesce for the Bears. Still not entirely sure what J.J. McCarthy is. I think he's at least halfway decent. I think he can even be pretty good. give the Vikings the bump for being at home, and it's going to be loud and it's going to be chaotic in there. But I think plus 3.5. I think the Bears can cover. I'll have a little sprinkle on the money line as well.
Yeah, getting over that hook is important for Chicago, that 3.5, if there are any out there. I'm looking at some threes right now, but getting that 3.5 would be great. I would certainly be on the Bears if that happens. All right, coming up on the other side, we have Isaac Trotter joining us to talk a little college basketball. I got a great slate today. That's coming up next here on Bet Sweats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.